Joining us now from across the pond, he's the managing director, that is, of Fairways and Fun Days. Phil O'Carroll joins us. Welcome to the show, Phil.
Hello, how you doing, Mark? How are you? Thanks very much for having me on.
Oh, we're doing great.
From this side of the Atlantic to all of your listeners.
Yeah, how's the weather over there this time of year in Ireland? I mean, I'm never been over there, so kind of give me a feel for, first off, you know, when do people come over there? Is it a year-round thing, or are there certain times of the year that are better? And then we'll get into all the other stuff.
Absolutely. Well, I'm looking out at sunshine and blue skies here from our office just outside of Dublin, so absolutely perfect golfing weather here first week in February. We get clients coming over here 12 months of the year. I suppose the weather in Ireland is really, really good for golf. Obviously, you hear about our maybe a little bit more rain than you do have in the States, but I suppose that's what makes it so green. But you never have weather really that prevents you from playing golf. It's never too warm, it's never too cold. So we can golf in Ireland very, very comfortably 12 months of the year.
So explain to us the Fairways and Fun Days concept. Fairwaysandfundays.com. Is this an aggregate? Tell us about the site and what we can learn there and why you guys put it together.
That's right, Mark. We're a golf tour operator based in Ireland. We specialize in golf and leisure tours to Ireland. We've recently won the World Golf Award for Ireland's Best Golf Tour Operator. We're members of the International Association of Golf Tour Operators. And I suppose what we have really done is we've revolutionized the whole golf vacation experience. So clients of Fairways and Fun Days, what they can look forward to is an ultimate golf and Ireland experience. Now, so not alone will they get to play some of the best golf courses in the world, but they'll also get to experience the very, very best that Ireland has to offer. That's by day and by night.
Now, what would you tell somebody who's listening right now who says, yeah, that all sounds great. There's no way I can afford to go to Ireland and play golf.
Well, I would certainly say for listeners throughout the States, there's never been a better time to come over here with the value that's there, with the strong dollar. You will get superb value over here. There are a range of options, you know. So obviously when you're looking at the Royal County Downs and the Ballybunions of golf in Ireland, you know, they are famous championship courses. And, you know, obviously Royal County Down haven't been recently voted as the world's number one golf course by Golf Digest. You can't expect, obviously, relatively high green fees. But we've got so many hidden gems right throughout the country. For a small island, we've got over 400 golf courses, and many, many of these golf courses, both links and parkland courses, they're really of international standard. So there's superb value to be had over here. And I would certainly say, for anybody who's contemplating it, I direct you towards our website, fairwaysandfundays.com. Our website offers an instant online quotation. So you can go onto the website, check the dates, check the number of people in your group, pick the courses you want to play, and it's going to give you, our site will give you an instant online quotation. So, you know, it's really, really good. In terms of value with our company, we offer a 10% price promise. So if you can find the same tour elsewhere, not alone will we match the price, but we'll also give you a 10% discount on that price. So really, in terms of value, Mark, you're not going to get better than, I suppose, than golfing in Ireland. And in terms of golfing in Ireland, you're not going to get better than Fairways and Fun Days.
Now, Phil, like you said, everybody knows, everybody's heard of places like Royal County Down and Royal Portrush and the K Club. What are some of those hidden gems that the layman may not know about if they haven't really done their homework on going over to Ireland and playing golf? So what would be some of the hidden gem recommendations you would make?
Yeah, I mean, there's some superb courses, Mark, right throughout the island. I suppose one of my personal favourites of a hidden gem is Shane Lowry's home course, Esker Hills. It's right in the middle of Ireland. It's a Christy O'Connor Jr. Designed course, a fabulous, fabulous course. Looking at some of the hidden gems of Lynx courses are the likes of Connemara, Carn, which is on the very west coast of Ireland, and going towards the northwest of Ireland, the likes of Ballyliffin, Rossapenna, Port Salon. These are all superb links courses that the quality of the courses and the quality of the experience that your listeners would enjoy at any of these courses is really outstanding. And I suppose what you can always count on when you come to Ireland, Mark, as well, is the really warm welcome that international visitors will receive at these courses. And I just encourage your listeners at some stage during their lives to take a trip over to Ireland at least once and immerse themselves in what we've got to offer over here. I'm obviously a little bit impartial coming from an Irish man, but it's certainly something very, very magical about the experience over here that people will have.
Yeah, and so let me ask you a question. I'm sitting here, I'm looking at on the site, and I've clicked on the golf courses link, and I'm looking at the map. A lot of the golf courses are on the coast, and now, is there a difference in weather or wind conditions or course types when you start talking about maybe West Coast, East Coast, North Coast, South Coast in Ireland?
Yeah, it's another good question, Mark. I suppose, obviously, with the Lynx golf, I mean, it is a tough test of golf, and certainly looking at the West Coast, it can be quite, you know, right from the Northwest right down to the Southwest. If the wind blows, it can be a really, really tough test. But certainly, you know, having said that, on a you know, summer's day, playing golf on the Northwest or the Southwest, you know, you're not going to get a more pleasant experience anywhere in the world. But certainly, obviously, wind and I suppose the fact that you can be quite isolated on a links course, it does add an extra challenge. But I suppose that's what makes links golf very, very unique. And as you said, looking at the map, we've got, you know, obviously your listeners and people with, you know, who are golfers will obviously be aware of Ireland's famous links courses. But again, we've got so many wonderful parkland courses as well. So the likes of Adair Manor, which will be reopening later this year. Again, obviously the K Club, the Heritage, another one of my favourites is a golf course called Palmerstown Stud. Again, a Christy O'Connor designed course. But there are so many of these great courses that are dotted right throughout the island of Ireland, and as I said, offer so much value for money.
Well, we're on with Phil O'Carroll, the managing director of Fairways and Fun Days. You're the ultimate golf and Ireland experience purveyors. You can check them out on fairwaysandfundays.com. I'm curious, as you look at these packages and you've seen the success of different groups coming over, you know, are there great opportunities for couples, married couples, or big groups? I mean, who tends to take these trips, and is there sort of a configuration? Four buddies going out and playing as a foursome seems to work out better than a couple of couples. And the other thing is, how much consideration should people give to how good they are at golf? I mean, they might want to do this as a bucket list item, but maybe not be scratch golfers. Are there opportunities for players of all caliber?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we get groups literally of starting with individual travelers who may want to add a couple of days on to the end of a business trip to Europe, right through to large groups of 50 and 60 that would come over as part of a tournament type event that we would organize. So certainly there is opportunities there for groups of all sizes, and that's, as I said, from individual right up to larger groups. I suppose something that we really concentrate on as well is the non-golfer element of groups. And it's traditionally been a problem, as you know, for people who are looking to go on golfing holidays, that if their partner doesn't play golf, there's always been a traditional issue. But our team at Fairways and Fundays have solved that issue because we organise customised activities and customised sightseeing for non-golfers when the golfers are playing some of the best courses in the world in Ireland. And the groups then will do some communal sightseeing in the afternoon and enjoy the very, very famous Irish nightlife then each evening. So it's really a superb type of tour to do if there's a combination of golfers and non-golfers, or if it's just a group of golfers. And another one of our quite successful tours is a tour called Families on Fairways, which is, obviously, as the name suggests, it's a family-based tour. So we organise superb itineraries for family members who don't play golf, and then obviously have the golfing for the avid golfers. Well, and I suppose in terms of your other question, in terms of standards of golf, our courses, I suppose, they're very, very unique in a way that they can be adapted to, I suppose, to be perfect for all abilities. And all of the courses, that's, you know, from the top championship courses right through to the hidden gems, will all have a number of different tee boxes where, you know, it will greatly change the challenge that faces the player. So I certainly, whether you're a scratch handicapper or whether you're a 26 handicapper, Ireland is a perfect destination to come on a golfing vacation.
And your offerings are completely comprehensive. I mean, you include some travel, some accommodations, food, tours, things like that. I even see somewhere in here there's gourmet Irish cuisine, which I think some of us probably think is an oxymoron, but it's not. Talk to us a little bit about what's going to happen off the golf course. I know there's beer and there's food and there's nightlife.
Wait, there's beer?
There's beer and food.
Yes,
and nightlife.
Absolutely. You've got to remember the 19th hole when you come to Ireland.
So defend your food, Phil.
Absolutely. I suppose our whole ethos is really that clients can come to Ireland and concentrate on their golf and concentrate on enjoying Ireland, and we take care of everything else. And as you rightly said, that's right through from the golf reservations, the sightseeing, the hotel reservations, the evening entertainment, transportation options, and dining. And we've got some superb dining options in Ireland, and obviously it's the evening entertainment in Ireland is world renowned, from the Irish pubs right through to the medieval banquets, right through to some of the superb locally grown foods in Ireland. And I certainly know that from previous clients who have come here, it's immersing themselves in this whole Irish experience and really seeing and enjoying the very, very best that Ireland has to offer has left such an indelible mark on them and has created really magical memories for their, for their lifetime.
So Phil, I'm looking again at some of these packages. Have you had to make some adjustments, like the presidential tour? Do you have to include Trump's course now? And the Tiger tour, do you have to maybe include stops to the doctor for some surgery?
We're sitting a little bit on the fence in relation to the presidential tour and President Trump. But yeah, I mean, every tour that we have can be tailored to best meet client requirements. And, we're all about, and our whole emphasis is on pleasing each and every client. And every client is different. So if a client is coming to Ireland and would like to visit Trump and Doonbeg, which is an absolutely superb links course, we can certainly accommodate that. And, it's all our whole emphasis is on really making this tour and making the experience as enjoyable and as memorable as possible for clients.
So what tends to be kind of the most popular thing? I mean, you got different day lengths, you got different places for people to go. Kind of, so if I'm a first timer and I'm going out to this site and I'm kind of looking for like a baseline tour, what's kind of the average length of tour that people are really looking for mostly?
Yeah, I mean, coming from the States, it would normally be the 7-night tour. So whether that's 6 nights and the night traveling from the U.S. or whether that's a 7-night ground tour. Certainly as somebody who's been in the industry for a long time and as somebody who, I suppose, knows Ireland like the back of his hand, I would encourage your listeners and encourage any visitors that are coming to Ireland definitely to visit Dublin City for at least 2 days as part of their tour and to enjoy Dublin City. It's obviously the home of the black stuff. It's the home of Guinness. You're going to really get such a magical time in Dublin in terms of the evening entertainment. Obviously, in terms of some of the great golf courses like Portmarnock, the Island, Royal County Down, and Druids Glen being very, very close. So there's something for everybody in Dublin. Also, for non-golfers, there's some superb sightseeing, some great tours, but it's the real buzz of the city. I would say then after doing that, I would certainly say to travel either north or south or west and enjoy some of rural Ireland. So, you're going to some of the more rural parts of Ireland that are, whether they're along the Atlantic coastline or whether they're on the northern coastline. But again, you're going to really see a different part of Ireland. It's like, I suppose, turning time back maybe 20 years in some of these parts of Ireland where, you'll see some really, really traditional old-style Ireland, and you're also going to get the warmest welcome that you'll receive anywhere in the world. And as I said, all of these places will have a superb golf course within a pitching wedge distance from them.
Sounds awesome. Again, remind everybody, it's fairwaysandfundays.com, or you can call 800-779-9810. Phil, we appreciate you coming on with us, and we look forward to catching up with you again and talking some more about Ireland packages.
Thank you very much, Mark. And just on behalf of our company, we'd obviously like to thank you very much for your time We'd also like to offer a superb prize for one of your listeners, whichever way that will work for you guys to run the competition. But we've got a beautiful golf accessory pack and golf hamper, which all of our clients receive when they come to Ireland. And we'd be delighted to offer that to one of your listeners today. And as I said, once again, thank you very, very much. And again, a warm, warm welcome to your listeners from Ireland.
All right. Thanks a lot, Phil. And we'll get in touch with you and we'll handle that on this side.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks
Have
a lot.
Have a good day.
You
thank
too.
You.
Bye.